And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 9th of February, 2016. 1964, on this day, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, teenage girls screaming in the audience. 73 million people watched for Home. It was a record for American television at the time. It was on this day, 1870, the National Weather Service was established. At first it was called the Weather Bureau. It was part of the War Department. Then 20 years later it came under the Department of Agriculture, then to the Commerce Department in 1940. These days the National Weather Service is based out of Silver Spring, Maryland. It's the birthday of Alice Walker, born in Eatonton, Georgia, 1944, the youngest of eight children, daughter of poor sharecroppers, who graduated first in her high school class, won a scholarship to Spelman College in Atlanta, transferred to Sarah Lawrence, and met Langston Hughes, who became an early champion of her writing. Began to publish poetry in the late 1960s, and it was with her third novel, The Color Purple, in 1982, that she reached a much larger audience. It won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award in that year. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Brendan Behan, born Dublin, 1923. His father took part in the Irish Rebellion of the early 20s. The father was in a British prison when the boy was born. By the time he was 16, Brendan Behan was being sent on missions to bomb British targets. He was thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of homemade explosives through the streets of Liverpool. And while in prison, he began to write. He wrote his first play, The Quare Fellow, and then the novel Borstal Boy and The Hostage, in which he wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother. You'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead." Here's a poem by Baron Wormser, A Quiet Life. What a person desires in life is a properly boiled egg. This isn't as easy as it seems. There must be gas and a stove. The gas requires pipelines, mastodon drills, banks that dispense the lozenge of capital. There must be a pot, the product of mines and furnaces and factories, of dim early mornings and night owl shifts, of women in kerchiefs and men with sweat-soaked hair. Then water, the stuff of clouds and skies, and God knows what causes it to happen. There seems always too much or too little of it, and more pipelines, meters, pumping stations, towers, tanks, and salt, a miracle of the first order, the ace in any argument for God. Only God could have imagined from nothingness the pang of salt. Political peace, too, it should be quiet when one eats an egg. No political hoodlums knocking down doors, no lieutenants who are ticked off at their scheming girlfriends and take it out on you, no dictators posing as tribunes. It should be quiet, so quiet you can hear the chicken, a creature usually mocked as a type of fool, a cluck chained to the chore of her body. Listen, she's there, pecking at a bit of grain that came from nowhere. A Quiet Life, a poem by Baron Wormser, from Scattered Chapters, published by Saraband Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.